John Boy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. What's up, Queen?
Wow. August. I'm good, Queen. Chilling. August.
It's already August.
The eighth month. New beginnings. God, look, y'all thought July you could start over, but look, this is a whole new month. We're in a whole new one. This is a whole new quarter, isn't it?
I think it is a whole new quarter.
So, baby, look. Hey, August.
That's a whole new quarter.
So, Queen.
So, welcome, y'all. Welcome to August. I hope it's starting off real good for y'all. And just want to say thank you for always jumping in, tuning in, checking us out.
Yes.
We got some listeners down in Miami. I met one of our listeners.
Wow.
And it was cool to see that we got listeners all over the place, all over the world.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Thank y'all for listening. Like, that's amazing. Some people that I know, and one of the photographers that come use the studio, she was like, I love y'all's show. She was like, sometimes I miss it. I say, well, we're going to be live all the time on Facebook. A lot of people do be watching, going back. They might not be there when we be actually live, but I noticed looking at the numbers that a lot of people then viewed the show, and they always say, no, I go back and actually watch the show. She was like, and I was trying to watch it live that day, and my sister then called me, and I'm like, girl, you got me missing the show. I'm trying to watch Shelby World Podcast. You got me. I was just like, wow. And I don't know, Queen, I was thinking one day after we did the photo shoot and we had been posting the pictures, and I was just like riding in the truck, and I'm like, I want to know, do Shelby feel like I feel like we actually is a podcast show? Like, people are actually listening to us that we don't know about. I was like, I'm actually a co-host on a podcast show. Like, what in the heck?
Sometimes it's unbelievable to me. Because people are always telling us this now. We're hearing it more. And I'm like, you heard our show? You know what I'm saying? It blows my mind. It's like, yeah, you got another queen on there. Y'all be rocking. Y'all be talking about some powerful stuff. Y'all give good information. She was telling me about one of the latest show we did about the youth and how they had her so full and just hopeful and everything. Things that she never thought about. She paid attention to. Now she's paying more attention to that because we brought light to that, and she had light on it. That type of stuff blows my mind because you never know who's listening. And
that's true.
I love that we never know who's
that's
listening.
True. That is so true. I think people, one thing I didn't learn, even being like in business, because this is a business. This is Shelby's World Podcast. Like, this is Shelby. This is a part of Shelby's business. Like, this is, well, actually one of her businesses. And I don't think people, we be looking for so much validation from people that we know as far as like family, friends, associates. But it's really the people that you don't know that really like be that you really inspire, that's paying attention, that like what you're doing. And we got to get out that mindset. We want that, you know, family to you and friends to you and associates, but man, it's the strangers that make you put you where you, it is the strangers that's following you, people you don't have no clue. But I was just like, dang, I wanna know, do Queen, have she just sat back and thought like, oh, my God, I created this show, and look look where it's going.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It is.
It really
you
is.
You could not tell me this 2-3 years ago.
Correct. Okay. I think that it's empowering because for me anyway to know that we're just even able to be allowed in people's homes and their personal mm-hmm. spaces where they have their safe havens, where they get to go and just be comfortable and be themselves. We're allowed into that space. So I think it's way more empowering than we think about because we don't have to think about it until we sit there and think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that what we're doing is beneficial to a lot of people, and we never even realized that the moment we started doing it. And that's what's empowering to me about it. It sits really well in my soul now knowing that people actually listen to this and they bring it into their homes and to their spaces. They talk about the show. You know, it's a good feeling. I never imagined it.
Never thought it. This is something to hear people. Well, that lets you know we're doing something right. We always say, I know I do. If you just reach one, you done did your job. You done did a good job. If you could just reach that one. So it's something. It's very, very interesting. It is very interesting to even see and stuff. So, yeah, I was just wondering if you knew, if you felt like that queen, like,
I was just in the truck driving.
I don't know if I was going to the store. I don't know what I was doing, but I was just in the truck, and it was like, I was just thinking about a I think a lot.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and it just dawned on me, and I was listening to the radio. And I was like, and I started thinking about, I started thinking about the roof project. That's what I was doing. I was on my way to the roof project graduation, matter of fact. And I was thinking about when I was on Pastor Nikki's show, when I joined the roof project, and she said that she was going to have to pick somebody out of the class to be on the show. I had already been said it was me, but that's just me tooting my own horn. Like, man, who else is
mm-hmm.
like that's me? They're like, let me go and speak my stuff into existence so it can happen for me. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked. I was shocked, but then again, I was shocked because I know what I had been said that I wanted. But that dark. I mean, I was like, but what I'm talking about? I'm on somebody else's show. I'm a co-host on my friend Shelby's show, like. And able to put input in, like, wow, like, God, really, like this is where this is another part of me that you taking me, like, because I know this ain't just the end of where this show going to go. This show going to go further than that, like, which you had already planned for us to travel. It's just COVID
mm-hmm.
came, and I do believe if COVID wouldn't have never came, Shelby,
we've been all over the place.
A lot more people would have known us. People know Freedom Train anyway, but I mean, like, I really believe in my heart all of us would have been booked as a whole group, as a unit,
mm-hmm.
in the same place at the same time, just separate hours to do our own individual shows.
Right.
So it's man, look.
Speak it, Queen. Call it out. So, Queen, tell them what we talked about, that girl, so we can jump into this show.
Well, our sponsors today is Shelby's Bistro and Catering. Make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro and Catering on IG. Y'all, she travels. She does weddings. She does it all, parties. Very good food. Check out Shelby's Bistro and Catering on IG at Shelby's Bistro. I call her Chef Shelby, or I call her Queen, you know. But check her out, guys. You can all her information is on her IG page. You can DM her. She going to get back to you. Like, she ain't one of those people that be don't DM me, but her information is on her Shelby's Bistro page. Our second sponsor is J2 Couture, LLC. J2 Couture, the house of cosmetics, fashion, wigs, and all of that beauty and good stuff that we all need. So we can't say that we don't. But make sure you check out J2 Couture on Facebook and IG as well. All J2 Couture information is up there. Or you can go to the website at www.j2couture.com. And a huge shout out to Patrick and Joseph, Freedom Train directors, Freedom Train owners, just everything. Make sure you check out freedomtrainradio.com, guys. Check them out. Check their shows out. Check out Shelby's World. All the shows is on there. If you missed any shows, they on there. Check them out. And check out the other podcast shows that's also on Freedom Train. Huge thank you to Joe and Patrick for everything, for hosting Shelby's World Podcast. And last but not least, check out Shelby's World Podcast also on IG at _ Shelby's World Podcast. Make sure you have _ and an _ at Shelby's World Podcast. You know, we kind of popular now, so I can say that. So when you type in Shelby's World, it's going to pop up. You're going to see our picture or something about Shelby's World going to pop up. So check out Shelby's World on Shelby's World Podcast on IG, y'all. And just thanks for listening. Like, we appreciate it. I'm very grateful. So what's
going on? Yes, we do. We really appreciate it. So as Queen said, thank you to our wonderful, our cultivators, our innovators, our renovators, our wonderful people behind the scenes that put this stuff together for us. We record, we send it in, they put it out there, they get the content up for y'all. So thank you for our content directors, Patrick Irvin and Joseph Ward. And that's why we got a real great team, y'all, I will say that. And Freedom Train as a whole does a whole lot of wonderful content production on the back end of several other projects. So you want to get tapped in, you want to get tuned in, you want to get plugged in to some of the greatest minds in this country. And as Joe says, if you ain't here, I don't know where you're going to be, because this is the best place to be with Freedom Train. You feel me?
Okay, Joe. Okay, I'm gonna call Don Cornelius next time I see him. I love it though. He right though. I agree with my teammate. He right. Y'all join Freedom Train. Join Freedom. A lot of people been asking about the podcast show and like how y'all started. Like, where y'all? I'm like, you want to know? This is the person, the two people you need to call. You need to call Joseph Joseph
yep.
Ward, and you need to call Patrick Irvin. All their information is on the Freedom Train Network. So go check out the Freedom Train Network, and you can contact them that way.
Yes, and they'll definitely answer any inquiries you may have. And, again, they are hosting, special ad and marketing deals currently for $5, so you want to get in tune with them. Their information is definitely on our website. We're under Freedom Train Radio on freedomtrainradio.com. You can click on Freedom Train, and I like walking through the link when I talk about this, because, you know, this is what we do. We are Freedom Train. And we pop right up. Like, now it's getting to the point where I type in Freedom Train, it's booming right now. So you click on Freedom Train, go to freedomtrainradio.com. You click on Freedom Train Network, and then you slide down, and the Freedom Train Network is going to produce all the different podcasts that we got available. Freedom Train Podcast with your boy Joe and Pat, and you got the Fix, that's Joe, perspective on the black folk in sports. You got Lessons from the Screen, which is Pat, talking about all the Negro spiritual things that's happening around the world with black people, that affects black people, the lives of black people, cutting black people, working with black people, cultivating with black people, lessons from the screen. Then you got the Enigma Step Hour. He's talking about hip-hop. He's talking about the goings and comings of what's going on in our world, what's happening in Cali. He does interviews, live music shows. It's so much.
Yeah, Nick's show is good. It'd be good. That's a good show. Nick's show is good.
He's been rocking for a long time.
And he's so quiet and laid back.
Well, yeah. But he's a Libra, so he gets funky. He gets funky now. But you know, it's a great ambiance. But again, you got some other people that work on Freedom Play behind the scenes that have a lot of stuff going on. So if you want to get involved, definitely get involved. Get in. Put yourself out there. Throw yourself out there and get yourself doing the things you want to do. With that being said, we're going to jump into our fact of the day. And our fact of the day, I got several little tiny tidbits of facts based on discrimination. Mm-hmm. And I chose discrimination literally and equally because the quote of the day is going to rectify the bullshit that discrimination is doing to the black community. So, what we will say, there, I went and looked up some facts about discrimination, and I wanted to just, throw some things out there, Queen, so we can kind of rally around it, talk about it. I want to get your opinion on some of these things. But in New York City, 88% of police stops in 2018 involved black and Latino people, while 10% involved white people. Of those stops, 70% were completely innocent. What do you think about that, Queen?
That's for goddamn harassment. That's just what it is. Oh, my
what
God.
What else could it be?
Like,
it could be nothing else.
Like, come on now, like, we talked about this before when we was talking about how I be scared of the police when they get behind me, even though my license plate good, my license good, but it's just the simple fact that, they run that license plate. Man, they got your whole ID come up.
Mm-hmm.
So you know
no
that I'm black.
What's good.
No matter what you do, you know that I'm black. So now that is just plain out harassment. That's what it is. Like, we just gonna call it what it is, because that's really what it is.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Do you know that because of several of these types of stops that are done to people in areas like New York City, Texas,
major cities,
mostly end up, major states anyway, mostly end up in debt or definitely the person going to jail or and hurt pretty badly. Also, a lot of the issues are in places like New York, especially. These people are held in jail for 30 to 60, 90 days before family even know what's going on with them. Because
your family just think you downright missing.
Or just you just got to, they know you in jail, but they don't know why. You may not even get a charge put up there. Because I don't know if you remember the young black guy that eventually died or killed himself when he got out of prison, but he was raped, molested, tortured, abused in prison. He was in prison for 3 years in New York, innocent, had no reason to be there at all. And they had, for a long time, they never even put up where his charges were.
Wow.
But they wouldn't let him out. So I read another story later on about a Dominican that went through the same thing. He just kept being arrested. They would come to his house and plant drugs on him, to make him, because they let some of their informants do dirty crimes, but they got to keep their informant on the street, so they're going to keep arresting this young guy because he fit the description, but they know wholeheartedly it was the person they put on the street to do the crime. discrimination.
Their informant was coming back, making sure that they were being dirty too. So whatever
exactly.
The type of drugs or the type of life that informant was living, they was getting a piece of the pie. That's what it sounded like to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. It can be very scary. Because your children out here going places, and you got to be like telling, like I say, you got to tell them, just don't do this. Don't do that. You know, but you don't even have to really do, you don't even got to do nothing. They just think you look suspicious just because you black.
Right.
Just because you black. Well, you was born black, so you suspicious. I don't know.
That's a lot.
But you know what? That was just in the news though about the it was these two black ladies that had their kids. I think they was in D.C. and the cop pulled them over and was had the ladies in handcuffs, talking about the car was stolen. And it was another accident that something else that happened like that somewhere else. And it was
it was a mistaken identity too. And people are out of the car. Yeah.
So it's like,
but you know, when will we stop? When will we understand that they're not here to protect us? If I get,
you know, we hear about the men, but now you hearing about women and children. You know, I knew it. It probably always exists, but now you hearing more with the women and children. Like, come on now, a woman with her kids.
I know one thing. At least if it happens to me, I'm in an area where I don't have anybody around. I'm gonna keep driving until I get to the area where it's people there. Not gonna just pull over and my body never found. At least witnesses know that I pulled up to that store.
I think that's what
everybody
should do.
All right, well, I got another fact for you. Black women are 3 times more likely to experience a pregnancy-related death than white women, even at similar levels of income and education.
I don't believe that one.
We do, though. You haven't heard about it? That we die giving birth.
I have.
It's very true. We have a lot more pregnancy related issues. We die on the table giving birth more than any other race ever. Any other race.
Wow.
And that's because of the weaknesses that are given to us in prenatal vitamins. That's why I've never taken prescribed prenatal vitamins. I went to the natural herb market and got mine. I never took anything while I was pregnant that I wasn't supposed to.
Gotcha.
There are things that are done purposely to us as a people to fuck us up while we're pregnant. It's very true.
I've never taken prenatal vitamins.
Huh?
I said, I don't know if I took prenatal. I think I did with Zoe, but when I found out that I was pregnant with Zoe, I was already like 4.5 months when I found out that I was pregnant with Zoe. Not to put my business out there, but I had an irregular cycle.
Oh, yeah,
I might not get no cycle for about 2-3 months sometimes as a teenager. So with her, I did. But with Rashard, I didn't.
Right.
I just really tried to eat healthy. I ate a lot of fruit, especially watermelon. I ate watermelon a lot. But I didn't take any prenatal vitamins with him at all.
I did more healthier things with, I think, my first pregnancy anyway. But I was pretty healthy with both of my pregnancies.
But that was back to what a guy was saying with that when he was talking about childbirth is not, we should not be delivering babies on our back. We should
That's
be
already
squatting
wrong.
Delivering.
We already wrong
yeah, so,
doing that.
So you are, like, you know, Yeah, so that, yeah, like, that could.
Which is why a lot of our babies come out breached or dead, too, because of the way we be in delivery.
Yep. Boy, it's a trip. It is a trip. But, hey, we live and we learn. I do see a lot of more black women having babies at home and stuff and getting, having midwives like they used to anyway.
Right. Right. And I like the meal. Like, I like, if I could have afforded that situation, I would have done it.
And what else they call the other ladies? I can't pronounce the word. A doula?
A doula. Yeah, a doula. A doula, yeah.
I see a lot of ladies doing that now as well. And black ladies that can afford it, I have seen them do it as well. So, you know, there's options out there. You know, to be honest, weigh your options, because it might not be as much as we probably think it is.
Right. It's much cheaper now because it's more popular. But when things weren't, you know how it was before. Before they're popular, it always is very expensive.
So, you know, weigh your options. You want to have a baby, I say do your research. When it comes down to you picking doctors and all of that stuff, do your research.
What else do I have for you? I got some more things for you, and then we'll go into the fact of the day and why I chose this one. On average, black men in the United States receive sentences that are 19.1% longer than those of white men convicted for the same crime. We knew this.
We knew that.
It's
born black. Go back to born black. They born black.
You already. It's like 12 strikes against you right now. One U.S. study. Go ahead, Queen.
No, I would say look, and it depends on where you at, but it really don't depend on where you at. You just born black, just period. We're just going to say born black, period. And I can't even say Latino either, none of that either, because I keep saying, even with the whole Black Lives Matter thing, we're just talking about black people. We're not talking about the black and brown people that everybody keeps saying. Everybody, we're just talking about the black people.
Something always getting flipped, child. You know how that goes.
Always.
You know how
always.
It goes. All right, this is our last one, Queen. In the U.S., black workers are less likely than white workers to be employed in a job that is consistent with their level of education. And this is why I have nothing against college and all of that. I don't have nothing against people being pushed to go to college. But this is a lot of the reason why I have never believed that furthering your education was going to make you the most money. I never believed that. Because now
that's not true.
Your president has said that they're not looking at your degrees, they're looking at experience again. It always should have been about experience. Degrees should have been a plus. But it always should have been about what somebody was already bringing to the job versus a degree. Because you're paying somebody based on salary, but you got the person who has no college degree training that person who has the degree. So something is wrong with that picture anyway.
Yeah, and then if you think about it, when you fill out those applications, it always asks you, are you part of the military? Because if you are part of the military, you already have that hands-on training and experience. More than likely, you're going to get that job.
Right.
Versus the person with that degree.
Right. That was another one. So,
our president said that.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Look, okay.
Well, the governor. I don't know if it was direct from his mouth. I just know it came from the government.
The government. Gotcha.
It probably wasn't directly
from Trump.
Right. So.
Old Trump, old Donald.
But the reason why the fact of the days were based on discrimination is because we are, the things that people hate so much about black people are the things that they also love about black people. They just don't like that black people are the ones that get to do it. So the quote I chose today was, if you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. Maya Angelou. Aunt Maya Angelou. And because how significant that is to me is because people discriminate against you for a reason. They don't like the way you operate. They don't like the way you walk, but you walk just fine to you. They don't like the way you wear your hair, even though it's your natural hair. They're going to find something to try to deter you to dislike something about yourself. But if you're always trying to look like the norm, you cannot be amazing. You cannot be different. And I solely believe that. I truly believe that I would rather you discriminate against the things you hate about me because of the way that how great they make me. And you can be mad all you want. I'd rather you do that and let me know that versus hindering me from trying to be for me being that person. And that's what a lot of people do. Don't shelter me because you feel I have the opportunity to be bigger or grow bigger than who I already think I can be. You'll never say these things to me that'll make me feel like I can be that way, but you'll say things to me to tell me why I can't be that way.
Why?
So that, to me, is the worst form of discrimination in the world, is to know that some, the reason why you're doing it is because you know you want it just as much as they do. That's why you hate me for who I am.
Because they can't be, they ain't unique like you are.
Be unique because they joined the crowd.
They love black people uniqueness. They don't want to be us, though. Like I always say, you want to act like you black and all of that, but when it, hey, you really don't want to be black. When it police come around, you back to who you were.
When
it comes down to white women and other women being I was just talking with someone about, what's that girl's name? One of them girls that date Joe Button that he got the baby from, and how she made that comment about black men liking Latino women and all of this stuff, and said something to the point that I don't know if they don't, that's why they treat Latino women better or something. But look, your man was walking around with another with a black female. But he like Latino women, and he Latino women, he treat Latino women better. Now you look stupid.
What they fail to realize, this is what I say about women, because people tend to think black women have this special switch that we turn on and off that make us crazy and not crazy. What they fail to realize is that women have their own special powers. It don't matter what race they is. You're gonna have conniving women, you're going to have honest women, you're going to have slick women, you're going to have gorgeous women, and it don't matter what race they are, they all come in all shapes and sizes. But what you will find the difference is in a black woman, especially a woman that declares herself powerful, is that she ain't taking no bullshit. So when a man realizes that he's stepped up on a black woman who's not taking none of that, now we every word in the book, well, we not good enough for them, or we not this enough for them, or nobody cares.
And that same black woman probably more like your mama than anything. Your mama attitude,
or not,
your mama
or not,
way,
or probably better than,
or not, or different.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. You can't say that. You can't say that. When I heard that comment, she said that comment, I was like, I was like, well, they ain't even together no more.
Right. They're not.
But you said that he do, they, he what? Black men do what? Nah, that ain't true, honey. You can't say that.
I'm telling you.
Put your foot in your mouth. You cannot say that because that is just, that's just not true. That's just not true now. That is not true. So you can't even. You
and
can't even,
the funny thing about her saying that is that it's always a Latino woman that's comparing herself to a black woman. We ain't comparing ourselves to Latino women. Black women battle each other on a regular basis, which is crazy as hell, but it happens. They battle each other enough. They ain't battling no damn Latino woman.
Latino woman could care less. What you got going on? Be honest with you.
We got too much stuff going on ourselves. As a whole. Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
And all women, just like you just say, all women, we all have every woman, no matter what race they are, some is alike, just different shades.
Yeah. Correct.
Just a different shade.
Somewhere along the lines, we are alike.
But I can say this, white women, they some catty women, and they can be some vicious and nasty women.
I don't think we like them, though.
No, we ain't like, when it comes, they can be very vicious and nasty women. And very mean. Very, very mean and hateful.
They conniving.
Yep. I made a post years ago, and I think that was my aunt or somebody got on there. She was like, I don't think, white women ain't like that. I was like, Auntie, yes, they are. They are. They just don't show you, but they are. Work with one of them and see what they do to you if you get a promotion hiring them. I'm talking about Michelle Obama. A lot of them didn't like Michelle Obama. Why? You don't like her because she's a black woman and powerful, smart, educated woman? That's why you don't like her? Like, give me a reason why you don't like her. One of my patients, she said that she didn't like Michelle Obama. I'm like, well, why you don't like her? That goes back to even some of the men saying that they don't like Barack Obama, some white men, but they like Michelle Obama. Hold up now. You can't be not liking the wife and liking the husband and not liking the husband but liking the wife. Because they won in my eyes.
They are.
They are one. So, like, you talk about you don't like the husband, but you like the wife. No, that ain't going to work, bro. That
ain't
going to work.
Anyway. The reason I'm stupid anyway.
Very stupid. Very,
childish
very
people.
Stupid.
Childish so, okay, what you got going on? What you want to tell the people about? What's coming up for J2 Couture, Queens on the Move, Players Consulting, Beauty Mogul.
I am getting ready. Actually, this is another aha moment for me too, what me and you were talking about before we started the show, is that I will be teaching my first imaging and styling class with the Roof Project Academy that kicks off this Saturday.
Round of applause.
Yes. That kicks off this Saturday, so I will be the imaging coach, and I hope that I don't really know what the lineup is really going to be, but I hope that the ladies, I'll be the last one to be able to teach, so it can bring their whole look, what business they trying to go into, what they want to do. It can bring it all together when they step out and get ready for that next level, so I'm excited. That's like I say, that's another one of those aha moments. Then think like, oh, me? Who? Me? Teacher? What?
Okay,
teaching a virtual class?
Okay.
Oh, image and styling? So, hey, I'm ready. I'm getting some journals actually made, that some planners that will have just probably like a couple of little tips in there, some Bible verses so you can speak life over your business. So, you know, I'll let y'all know once I get all that stuff, let you know. But I'm excited. Like I said,
that's
really
good. That's dope.
Yeah, that's another aha moment for me. Like, me, Candace? Look, Candace?
from Florida.
You grew up in Tallahassee like me. Yeah, you
that's,
Candace.
That's
it
one.
Is you. You
that's
got to talk to yourself like that sometimes. Yeah, that is you,
yeah.
Candace. It's you. Ain't nobody else. It's you.
It's you.
So I'm
queen.
Excited. Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay.
So
and I'm really happy to hear about that. Always
yeah,
good
I,
to hear.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I really believe it's going to be good. And, hey, look, all of us need a coach, mentor at some time in our life.
So do.
Hey, not if
and
not
I,
your
I've
whole
had,
life.
I've definitely had me one, and she passed away, but it was good to have her when I had her. It was some good stuff. I picked up a lot, learned a lot. And she actually helped me along with my paralegal studies. That's how I became more in depth with the law. But you are definitely correct on that. We definitely got to expound on these things. This is really good, Queen, because I'm very excited for y'all next round of VUC class students and, you know, the mentees.
Yeah,
yeah. They come in and get their wealth of information and they can take it out into their world.
Take it out of school. And she didn't change it because it actually was Roof Project, Roof Mentoring Project, but it's now Roof Mentoring Academy. So she didn't make it into actually academy.
Mm.
It's a little bit more expensive than it was when it was just a Roof Project, but you're getting a lot. You're getting like, it's like seven different coaches, all like from a media coach, to Pastor Nikki and everything that she does, to a business coach, to a book coach, a marketing coach, a vision coach, and me as the style coach. So you get you getting a good deal.
That's really
whole
good.
Whole package, like to start your business off and just the chips and stuff to get you on the level that you're trying to go, you know. We might could just take you there, branch you off, get you where you got to go, and then, you know, you go find you some more coaches that then forepassed us, you know. So it's
mm-hmm.
It's something.
It's really awesome.
I'm excited. I ain't really said much. I don't even know if I even told my mama yet.
I seen you on the flyer. That's what I knew.
Yeah, I'm excited, though.
Because
so
one of the
different.
Students that just graduated put up a flyer.
Yeah, it's different. So I'm excited. I'm ready. It's kind of scary, but I know once I get on there, I'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
So yeah, that's what I got going on, Queen. So I'm excited. Just trying to stay positive, live my life, raise these children. Well, one already grown. Got one more to go.
getting them ready. I got a daughter that's doing hair over here. I got a daughter that's catering over here and cooking. And then, you know, we got the constant busy schedule of being the mom that has to guide their steps through all of that. So that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's very invigorating to me. But then we have Shelby's World. So I've been, between Shelby's World, Shelby's Bistro, I got a couple of collective things that are under those umbrella, under those hats, and that is Take a Bite, Erica C's Lemonade, and, you know, those things. We're trying to, you know, expound on some of those. But we got some other things that we're working on with that, and Shelby's World Podcast is at the top of the agenda because of the fact that it's going to be the roundtable to pull everything together. So we got another thing that we're adding up under the umbrella, and we're gonna get once that all the kinks and everything come through with that, we'll put that out there. But until then, I just wanted to make sure, you know, people know that we have those catering needs, as Queen said. We have this feature needs. If you ever want to come and be featured on the podcast, it's free. I don't know if people think you got to pay to come and get, you know, to come and be on a podcast or whatever, to be interviewed and talk about what you got going on. No, we are, look, anytime. We can do audio and you know, we still trying to stick to the COVID mechanism.
COVID.
But if you're okay with doing an interview audio, we definitely want to do that. And you can just send us a wonderful picture of you, and we can add that to our show feature, and then people will have a visual of who they're talking to while we're doing the interview. So, you know, we got ways around this. So go ahead and hit us up.
Come on, y'all. I say I'm happy you said that because I was watching, what's his name, the other night, Wall Street Trapper, and he was breaking down. Y'all, I mean, like, if y'all don't pay, watch Wall Street Trapper, like, I don't even know the brother's real name, but I love him because he was one of those guys that was out there in the streets hustling and just wanted to start changing his mindset, just wanted a different life. And he has invested into a whole bunch of stocks, got so much valuable information. Like, check him out on YouTube and IG. But he broke down, like, the Rockefeller and the J.P. Morgan family tree and how they came together in business. And I mean, like, so he gave some good information the other night. He was like, y'all need to make, he say, LLCs is good. If that's what you got to do to start off, he say, but you need to make your business or have one business, like you said, the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Make that a corporation. Put your LLCs up under the corporation. Up under the corporation. So that one corporation protects all those other businesses. And I was like, wow. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do a little bit more research. Start me a corporation, which it was crazy because my mom was just saying this to me 3 months ago about you might need, that's what made me start Players Consultant. You might want to start another business and separate some of your business stuff from J.Q. Couture into play, you know, into a consulting business. And then I'm like, she was like, but if you can make it and venture a corporation, I was like, you know what? So listening to him, I'm like, you know what? This thing came to me a second time. Let me go ahead and make a corporation, put Players Consultant, J.Q. Couture, CNT's Elite Indoor and Outdoor Service Properties, which is my husband's business. Put all of that up under a corporation. So even when my kids get to be an age that they want their own business, all their businesses can go up under that one corporation as well. I say, man, look, I got excited. I couldn't even go to sleep. I thought listening to him that night. I was like, because it's just like, man, all the information, Queen, all the information.
Yeah.
Like, and they might think we crazy because we get excited off this type of stuff, but I'm like, this is the type of stuff you need to be getting excited off of because it's like it just have you thinking, and you ain't even thinking that poverty mindset or none of that anymore. You like, oh, bro just gave me this information for free. Let me still go research more information on my own, especially when it comes down to the industry that I'm in, and let me move that way. And then I can leave, because it was actually how you can make your last name, a legacy or asset.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, see, come on. This is the stuff that our people need to actually be. This is the stuff that we need to be teaching our people.
Right.
This is the and our children. So their kids can just live off everything that we done created. And you build that family wealth because that Rockefeller family, look, we still around here talking about them. The person that started it off, dead and gone. Dead and gone.
Yep,
been dead a long time.
Going.
And still going and end up finding out, looking on that family tree. You can Google it. All you got to do is you can Google it. Type in Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan family tree, and it come up. The Vanderbilts came off the J.P. Morgan side.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know that until I looked at the tree. I say, wow. Like, I was like, okay, like, yeah, you got my attention. Now let me go do some more research. Because this is what I need to be doing for my family. Like, this is something that I need to be leaving for our kids to grow off on.
You just do it legitimately and morally. You just make sure you focus on the morals of it, which I know you will. But you know, when they're big time people like that and those names, because those names come with power. They're definitely involved with a lot of underground manipulation and things and corruption to get to where they're trying to get.
To get where they yeah, and what their family name is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good blueprint to look at and to start your own and what you need to do for your own family and stuff. But I always thought about that, those families and how they got their wealth. And I know it was a lot of underhanded stuff that they did do. But to be like, dang, you left your whole, like you didn't left your whole name.
A name.
You didn't left a name. A whole
name is the whole
name
brand.
Is the whole brand, and all the other little names that came up off of it, from people getting married and them just naming different stuff.
And saying they're the vanguards of the Rockefellers. They're the J.P. Morgans of the Ishmaels, whoever was over the Rockefellers. You just never know. The name is what pops. The name is what matters.
The name is what matters. And I don't think a lot of people even realize, too, what, especially in white culture, what they do. If they're the wife's maiden name, they always name one of the children after the wife's maiden name. Either it's going to be their first name or their last or their middle name or one of the grandchildren.
If it's a wealthy family. Especially.
Yep. One of the kids always have that mother's maiden name, even if it's the grandmother's maiden name. If she had all boys, somebody is going to have that maiden name in their name so the family name can continue to go on.
Yep.
Pay attention to what's going on out here.
Even if they hyphenate that bitch, they gonna keep that name. That name ain't going nowhere. That name
ain't going
everything
nowhere. Well,
it's a legacy.
It is a legacy. So, thank legacy. Thank big. Don't thank small. Thank big.
That's right.
It's possible. Anything possible.
Anything is
possible.
And just because you can, the fact that you can even build and brand off your name is a reason why your name should be exactly what you want to be having as a representation of. Maybe the most of what it can be, because you can you're building off of this. You're trying to create a whole lifetime of wealth behind this name. How can you not
behind
go
that
on
one for name? That one, like that one name. That people will know. It's amazing. Like, it's an eye opener. It's just an eye opener. Always knew it, but didn't know how deep. But listening to him and was like, you know what? Let me go research this for myself as well, because this information he giving is this something. Because I was like, man, look, I want to leave a legacy for my kids, but never thought about it. Let me put something in my name. So they can have something. Well, yeah, this is Johnson Pledge. My daddy is a Reese, but I'm named, took my mama last name. So, like, I was trying to think, like, well, let me see how I can name this corporation so everybody's name can fit in there. Or I could just do initials. He'll be the name, but go by the initials.
Mm-hmm.
So, sky's the limit, people. Sky's the limit. Think about it. We can buy J's, all that stuff, all we want to. But, baby, we can buy even more if we do something about that name and put it into a corporation and move and leave that legacy with assets and all of that stuff that you leave into your kids. And most of it is going to be your kids and your grandkids that you're going to be leaving that legacy. Maybe some grandkids, great-grandkids you might get to see, too. So. You got to really think ahead now. Some of us, I think, we were thinking just for the right now. But, yeah, you think about right now what you're going to do for tomorrow. but think of what you're going to do long term, what's going to benefit your family in years to come. And I
correct.
Think that's
and
just
how
more
gonna
important
hold
than
y'all
anything.
Up if something happens. What that name
yeah, like
on.
This pandemic now. Yeah, like what we doing, look where we at now. A lot of us weren't really prepared for this pandemic.
Mm-mm.
So now it's, but I'm telling you, I keep saying, and I didn't heard a lot of other people saying, this is, I told somebody, I said, man, we've been on the podcast talking about this is an eye-opener for everybody, but this is also a time to be able to get your business name out here. New wealth coming, this coming
this
now.
Fun.
Well, after a pandemic and stuff, wealth, new wealth come. And it's your,
yep.
It seize the opportunity, seize the moment. This is our time as a people. But you just got to, you got to get that information and read, like, man, you got to find it. It's out there. It's free now.
You
ain't really got to go to the library and search. Look, it's right there. Internet right there at your fingertips. You're on that phone tapping right now. So, hey, I was excited to read that. Actually, Brandon is the one that sent me the link to that on IG. He sent me the link to it. Dr. Irma,
what's the man name?
Wall Street Trapper.
That's
Wall
who he
Street
sent me
all together.
He sent me that, but it,
he sent
when
you the
I
link.
Went to click back on it, it was gone.
Wall Street Trapper. It's in his IGTV thing. It might still
okay,
be
that's
in there.
That's
where
I
got
to go. That's what I was going to ask him, too. How do I get back to an old show? Okay, that makes sense. I'm
yeah.
Gonna him. Thank you for that.
Because I don't think he made that show on he owned YouTube, too, but I don't think that it, yeah. I don't think he posted it on YouTube. I think he did it right there on IG. That's why I seen it at. But, yeah, go back and check that out.
I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to that. So, Queen, give them their positive words. And if you don't have any other wonderful thought-provoking things you want to let them know about, I will say before Queen jump in, because we normally end the show after Queen, I will say you guys, continue to try to stay diligent and being safe out here because we do not know what this corona disease is. You know, if you have things going on with you, with your body on a level that you cannot control, you may want to go get yourself checked out. But for the most part, just stay safe and stay out the way. And that way you can at least make sure you're doing the things you're supposed to do. So that's my thing. Stay safe, my people.
Y'all stay safe, you know, like I say, stay positive, stay alert, most definitely, like Queen said, you got to stay alert, keep your eyes open, your ears open, look, and just stay alert. Find you something to read that's going to inspire your mind, that's going to challenge your mind to be great, the great person that you are. We all have a greatness inside of us, it's just you got to tap into it. Man, look, it's a lot of world out here. And what we're going through right now, please do not let this discourage you. Stay safe. Wear your mask. If you're wearing gloves, you do that too. But make sure you're wearing your mask. Make sure you're making sure that your kids straight. We don't know what this whole school system going to do. I don't believe the kids should go back to school. But, hey, if you have a choice that your children have an option to be home, virtual school, I say do virtual school. But, you know, that's y'all parents. That's y'all choice. But, man, be safe. Stay positive. Do your daily affirmations. Do your meditation.
Yeah.
Hey, and just believe in you. This time here that we're going through, it shall pass, and it is greater on the other side once this is all over with. Trust and believe what I tell you. You'll see. But you got to stay positive. You got to stay positive. So, till next week. Thank y'all for listening.
Till next week, people. We like you. We love you. You guys take care. Peace. All right, Queen.
All right.